It's Monday, September 9th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After Bible translator Angus Fung was hacked to death by a Muslim Fulani herdsman wielding a machete in Cameroon, Africa on August 25th, terrorists cut off the hand of his wife, Evelyn Fung, reports the Christian Post. While she is stable physically after receiving a blood transfusion at a local hospital, Evelyn, who has 5 children, ranging in age from 3 to 22, is understandably emotionally traumatized. Please pray for her physical and emotional healing. Angus Fung had been working on the New Testament translation in the Agam language since 2016. 5 days after Dorian slammed the Bahamas with 185-mile-per-hour winds that obliterated 13,000 homes, Health Minister Duane Sands reports late Friday that the official death toll has been raised to 43 from 30, reports the Associated Press. If you'd like to help the people of the Bahamas, please give to Samaritan's Purse through their website, samaritanspurse.org. Former Obama advisor David Axelrod said Joe Biden has a regular habit of distorting his own record, reports Slate.com. Last week, the Washington Post challenged a story Biden frequently tells about pinning a war medal on a Navy captain. The Post found almost every detail was false. On Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Live, political commentator Mark Stein said that Biden's telling of the fact-starved war story was no mere gaffe.
This is Biden at top form, where he does this vivid, coherent, brilliant narrative in which not a single detail is correct.
Biden is an habitual breaker of the Ninth Commandment in Exodus 20, verse 16, which says, "You shall not lie." Presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders, a self-described Democrat socialist from Vermont, railed against the Trump administration for ending $100 million of taxpayer-funded abortion businesses overseas, and said one of the benefits of abortion is that it reduces the population, reports the Christian Post.
Martha Redioff is a teacher from New Milford, Connecticut.
Human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain this growth. I realize this is a poisonous topic for politicians, but it's crucial to face. Empowering women and educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, Martha, the answer is yes. The answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions. And the Mexico City Agreement, which denies American aid to those organizations around the world that allow women to have abortions or even get involved in birth control, to me is totally absurd. So I think, especially in poor countries around the world, where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies, and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very, very strongly support.
Last Thursday, the CEO of Stem Express admitted in court that her biotech company supplies beating fetal hearts and intact fetal heads to medical researchers, reports LifeSiteNews.com. In a gruesome admission during the preliminary hearing for pro-lifers David DeLeiden and Sandra Merritt of the Center for Medical Progress, who secretly recorded abortion industry personnel, the Stem Express CEO confessed that the baby's head could be procured attached to the baby's body or, quote, could be torn away, end quote. Peter Breen of the Thomas More Society, which is representing DeLeiden at the hearing, explained that, quote, if you have a fetus with an intact head and an intact body and intact extremities, that is something that would indicate that the child was born alive and then had their organs cut out of them, or that the child was the victim of an illegal partial birth abortion, end quote. In an unprecedented move, the 3 senior leaders of a U.S. Navy SEAL team were fired by the admiral on September 6th after members of their team were accused of serious discipline breaches, including an alleged sexual assault and drinking while deployed to Iraq, reports CNN. The Falls Church Anglican, a large theologically conservative congregation that broke away from the Episcopal Church in Falls Church, Virginia, officially opened its new sanctuary yesterday, 7 years after losing its original property in a lengthy legal battle with the Bible-rejecting mainline denomination, reports the Christian Post. 6 years ago, after the mainline Episcopal Church ordained an openly practicing homosexual bishop, 90% of the Falls Church congregation voted to break with the denomination and align with the conservative branch of the Worldwide Anglican Church, reported the Gospel Coalition. It was the Anglican congregation's firm stance on the authority of God's Word and the moral wrong of homosexuality that cost the 4,000-member church nearly everything they owned. Not only did Falls Church lose their church building, staff offices, prayer books, sound equipment, and the rectory that had housed the pastor and his wife for 33 years, but a whopping $2.8 million that was in the church accounts at the time of the split. Sadly, the Episcopal Church, which kicked out its congregation and where George Washington once worshipped, now belongs to the denomination that accepts and condones practices that would have scandalized the Founding Father. And more importantly, our Heavenly Father, noted the GospelCoalition.org. And finally, a 6-year-old boy named Jermaine Bell from South Carolina used the money he had saved for a trip to Disney World to help Hurricane Dorian evacuees, offering food, water, and prayers to those fleeing the deadly storm, reports the Christian Post.
The people that are traveling to go to other places, I wanted them to have some food to eat.
Bell, who celebrated his 7th birthday yesterday, used money he saved for a birthday trip to Disney World's Animal Kingdom to buy hundreds of hot dogs, chips, and water for people who were leaving their homes ahead of the storm, reports ABC affiliate WJBF. Jermaine stood on the highway holding 2 handcrafted signs to get the attention of people driving out of the city. In just one day, he served 100 evacuees.
I wanted to be generous and live to give.
Acts 20, verse 35 reminds us that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, September 9th in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.